She was reading. Mother?
Yes, darling.
I would like to be baptized, and I would like a prayer rug.
Talk to Father about it.
I did. He told me to talk to you about it.
Did he?
She laid her book down. She looked out in the direction of the zoo. At that moment, I'm sure Father felt a blow of chill air against the back of his neck. She turned to the bookshelf.
I have a book here that you'll like.
She already had her arm out, reaching for a volume. It was Robert Louis Stevenson. This was her usual tactic.
I've already read that, Mother, 3 times.
Oh. Her arm hovered to the left. The same with Conan Doyle, I said. Her arm swung to the right.
R.K. Narayan. You can't possibly have read all of Narayan. These matters are important to me, Mother. Robinson Crusoe, Mother.
But Piscine, she said.
She settled back into her chair, a path of least resistance look on her face, which meant I had to put up a stiff fight in precisely the right spots. She adjusted the cushion.
Father and I find your religious zeal a bit of a mystery.
It is a mystery.
I don't mean it that way. Listen, my darling, if you're going to be religious, you must be either a Hindu, a Christian, or a Muslim. You heard what they said on the Esplanade.
I don't see why I can't be all three.
Mamaji has 2 passports. He's Indian and French. Why can't I be a Hindu, a Christian, and a Muslim?
That's different. France and India are nations on earth. How many nations are there in the sky?
She thought for a second.
1. That's the point. 1 nation, 1 passport.
1 nation in the sky.
Yes. Or none. There's that option too, you know.
These are terribly old-fashioned things you've taken to.
If there's only 1 nation in the sky, shouldn't all passports be valid for it?
A cloud of uncertainty came over her face.
Bapu Gandhi said, yes, I know what Bapu Gandhi said.
She brought a hand to her forehead. She had a weary look, Mother did.
Good grief, she said.